Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs.
And I'm Jake Sherman. The Wall Street Journal's Carol Lee has the exchange of the day as the pooler on Donald Trump's trip to the Vatican. The Pope asked Melania Trump, "What do you give him to eat? Pizza?" And she said, "Pizza." Later, the Vatican Pool reporters clarified the Pope said potiza, a Slovenian treat.
You can't make it up. Trump arrived at the Vatican overnight. He met with the Pope and they exchanged gifts. Trump gave the Pope a case of books from Martin Luther King. The Pope, in return, gave Trump a medal by a Roman artist that he said is an olive, which is a symbol of peace. "We can use peace," Trump said. The Pope also gave Trump three books he regularly sends to Catholics on the topics of family, the joy of the gospel, and care of our common home, the environment.
Our own Annie Carney pulls back the camera on Trump's trip and how he's had a relatively successful swing through the Middle East. One strategy his team used, pack his trip so he stays mostly on message. Also, his team helped negotiate some wins. The AP has a story about the private moments world leaders share with Donald Trump. They mostly consist of small talk.
Despite how well the trip is going, Reuters' Jeff Mason and Luke Baker have a story looking at how if Jared Kushner has a plan for Middle East peace, it's a secret so far.
First in Playbook this morning, the Senate Majority PAC's affiliated nonprofit Majority Forward is dropping an initial $3.5 million in TV and digital ads in six states this week. The ads are running in Arizona, Indiana, Nevada, Missouri, Montana, and North Dakota. The ads, which are individually tailored to each state, do not mention Trump.
And we've got the inside scoop on Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin's huddle Tuesday with the House Freedom Caucus. The main takeaways? Mnuchin threw cold water on the border adjustment tax, a tax on imports favored by Speaker Paul Ryan. Mnuchin thinks tax reform can happen by the end of 2017, paging Rich Rubin, and the Freedom Caucus seems willing to work with the Trump administration to expedite tax reform if the White House drops the BAT.
There's more news coming out of the suicide bomber attack in Manchester, England. The AP has reported that police have arrested an additional three people. Reuters is reporting that Britain is deploying more troops and has raised its threat level to the highest level, meaning another attack is expected. Officials believe the attacker recently returned from Libya and that he probably traveled to Syria as well.
We've got a new Politico Morning Consult poll out this morning that found voters back a Russia special prosecutor. Stephen Shepard writes that they aren't ready, though, to begin the constitutional impeachment process to remove the president.
A big leak and a big get by many media outlets this morning, including the New York Times, Washington Post, and The Intercept. All those outlets got their hands on a transcript of a phone call between President Donald Trump and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. Trump called Kim Jong-un a madman with nuclear weapons, according to the transcript.
Meanwhile, the Trump administration is going to be in the crosshairs of many lawmakers on Capitol Hill with its newly proposed rules that would allow the U.S. to track and destroy drones.
The Center for Popular Democracy Action unveiled a new $80 million effort to coordinate the work of dozens of smaller progressive groups across the country, according to CNN.
In the juice, we've got Nathan Gatton, who's been hired as SVP of Government Affairs for American Airlines. He will be based in D.C. He most recently was Managing Director and Head of Global Government Affairs for J.P. Morgan Chase. The National Retail Federation is bringing 20 executives to D.C. to pressure Congress and the administration to drop the BAT tax. They'll meet with Mnuchin, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, Labor Secretary Alex Acosta, and two dozen members of Congress. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.